starring Carol O'Connor, Jean Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mr. We could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. At the piano, Edith nuzzles up against Archie. All in the Family. At Kelsey's.
Nice, Barney. I done a lot of reading on the subject. Man of War's the greatest nag ever ran on four legs.
And I'm telling you, secretary, it could take him carrying Seabiscuit on his back.
Depends on a jock. You put Willie the Shoe on
hi,
any...
Hi, guys, how are you?
Oh, hi, Harry.
Hey, how are you, Barney? How are you doing? Hey, Harry, come on. Here, huh?
Yeah, coming up. Hey. I'm telling you, Barney, you put Willie Shoemaker on any horse that's living. I'm talking about Willie Shoemaker.
He's 2'2".
Archie holds a photo.
Willie Shoemaker? Ah, he ain't that small.
Where are you, Barney? I'm talking about my little grandson, Joe.
The world ain't interested in the daily update on your grandson's height.
He sprang up
listen,
half
Barney,
an inch
let me tell you something.
You should see this kid grow. I want to tell you something. This kid is strong, putting on weight every single day. You know what happened the other day? I slipped him on the scale. See, him with a full diaper, he's 24 pounds. You figure you clean the kid up, he's still got to be 23, huh? Look at this smile. See that? Boy, that's what you call personality. When he grows up and he gets teeth and that smile, he could have a career in politics. Use the dopey Democrats and give him anything. I'm Barney. Is he smart?
Look, Arch, we're pals, right? We're large brothers. So I listen when you tell me how you're the greatest cabbie in Queens. How you lift all them heavy crates down to work and it never got to hurt you.
That's all true, Barney.
Yeah, okay, now it's settled that your grandson is the greatest. So can we move on to more important topics? I mean, like, if you go over to the bar and drink a beer, I'll pay for it.
Okay, Barney, you're on anytime you want to buy a beer.
Archie brings his beer back to Barney's table.
Listen, I want to tell you one more thing. Now, Barney, you know, let me tell you this. You're right about me, the way I talk too much about little Joey, but listen, honest to God, fellas, look at that kid. Now, ain't that the cutest looking 1 year old anywhere's around?
I've had it. I've had it with you. Do you want to see the cutest 1 year old grandchild in the world? Then lamp my little Linda there.
Oh, Barney, you took a picture of the naked child there. And you flashed that around at a men's bar.
Listen, Arch, if you had a body like that, you wouldn't want to cover it up either.
Nice pudgy little cheeks there.
Yeah. All four of them.
Barney, I gotta tell you the truth there. I think she's a little too plump. Has she been hitting the Oreos lately?
Oh, yeah? Well, it looks to me like Joey's a little on the skinny side. He ain't been sick, has he?
Oh, come on, will you? If you was as healthy as this kid, your doctor would be in a poorhouse.
He'd be the only doctor in a poorhouse.
Let's hear it for the medical profession.
Listen, I want you to take a look at that high forehead there on Linda. Do you know what that means?
Yeah.
Intelligence.
Well, everybody knows that, Barney. Joey's got a high forehead, too.
Joey's bald.
Don't say that, Barney. He ain't bald. He just ain't got too much hair.
That's what I say. He's got too much face.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, don't ever sit him on a pool table, Arch, because someone might shoot him into the corner pocket.
Oh, I ain't going to stand for that.
Take it easy, Arch.
What do you mean, take it easy? This guy just stepped across a chalk line here.
Oh, is that so? Says who?
Says me.
Says you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, listen, Barney, you know, the tone of voice of that last year could lose you an old friendship. It could lose you a little bridge weight, too.
Ah, come on. This is the stupidest thing I ever seen. Two old buddies fighting about who's got the best-looking grandchild.
I ain't fighting about nothing. I know who's got the most beautifulest grandchild here. And anybody would say the same thing. You go out, you ask any 99 out of 100 people off the streets of New York and see what they say, barring the South Bronx where no English is spoke. They say the same thing as me.
Oh, yeah? Well, I can prove that my little girl is the most beautiful because she's entered in the beautiful baby contest in the Flushing Tribune.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose I was to tell you that little Joey has entered into the same contest.
Since when?
Since tomorrow.
Ha! I got you. It's too late. The contest is closed tomorrow.
No, it ain't. Yeah. Too late. Listen. Hank Pivnik knows them people are not Flushing Tribune. And we can make a phone call. We can get little Joey in under the wire there, buddy.
Well, I hope you can, pal. You know why? Because then it will prove beyond a shadow of a doubt who's got the most beautiful baby.
Oh, why don't you put your money where your big mouth is? I'll bet you anything you want to bet. Money. Come on, I'll bet you $1,000.
All right, you're on. Let's make it $25.
Don't go crazy. Say 10.
That's a bet.
Put it there.
I want you here with the green.
I'll be here.
I don't want to have to go to Houser Street.
Oh, you don't have to worry about
me. Because I'm going to have to
get it. I'll be back here with my money. You just remember, you better be back here with your money to pay off the bet.
Hey, Archie's gone.
Get out of here, Barney, or I'll belt.
Archie cocks his fists and glowers at the door. Later, at the house...
Come on now, just a few more. Smile for Grandpa.
Get him, Miss Mother, before he fluff up his hair a little bit there. I mean, to make him look like he's got
more.
Archie aims a camera at Joey, who stands in his playpen.
You're gonna win the Flushing Tribune beautiful baby. Just smile again for Grandpa. Look.
She makes faces.
That ain't gonna get a child to smile. You make him scream with that stuff.
When Archie shoves Edith behind him, she makes finger horns behind his head.
This way now. Don't move. I got him.
Yeah.
Perfect. There's not a movement out of him there.
Oh, wait a minute. I ain't so sure. Oh, yes, there is.
Edith pats his diaper.
Oh, Edith, get him out of the area, huh? Oh, I'll never figure that kid out. He takes on 3 meals a day and he leaves off 5.
Grandpa, good boy, boy, boy.
No, not now. I mean, it damn it burns my eyes.
Who's my little hoosie? Who's my turtle dove?
Edith carries Joey upstairs, and Archie dials the phone.
Who do you want? Bob Bennett. Hello? Is that the Flushing Tribune, eh? Yes. Could I speak to the individual who's in charge of the beautiful baby contest, please?
Happened? There's only half a pie here.
Gloria glares at Mike.
You should have left me alone with it.
Shush over here, will you? I'm on the horn. Your mother's upstairs changing the chart.
Hey, honey, look at all these new pictures of Joey.
Now, leave them alone. Leave them alone now. Hello. A friend of mine, Hank Pivnik, told me to call up and ask for a Harley Benson there. Oh, are you Harley? Yeah, well, it's about the beautiful baby contest. Well, what do you mean you're going to print the winning picture in the paper? How are you going to do that when I got the winning picture with me? Yeah, well, that's what I mean. There's still time. Yeah, I can get over there in an hour, sure. Hop on a Northern Boulevard bus. I'll be right over there. Hey, Harley, hold the presses, huh? Thank you, yeah.
Hey, Arch, what is this? Entry form, beautiful baby
contest? None of your business here.
Arch, you're not entering my son in some silly sweepstakes to prove who's got the most dimples.
And why not?
Daddy, you know how we feel about contests.
How you feel? How is it young marrieds today have to sit down and decide how they feel about everything? What do you got against your little son being selected the most beautiful baby in Queens?
Daddy, we already know he's beautiful. We don't need a blue ribbon pin on his little tush to prove it. Besides, he's only a year old.
That's my whole point. He's been here a year. He ain't won nothing yet.
Yeah, he's been laying around for a whole year instead of out looking for a job.
Let me ask you something, Meathead. How is it that certain people with a college education turn out to be so ignorant? Not mentioning any names. I just look at the party and whistle. Don't you know that we had competition in mankind since back time immemorial? Back when the Christians is fighting the lions?
You call that competition?
You're damn right. And a tough competition it was, too. That's where they get the expression, the sudden death overtime.
Mike hangs his head.
Daddy, if it's important for Joey to be a winner at something, the least important victory is how he looks.
She's right, Arch.
She is wrong.
And I like these things. I like all kinds of contests. I like beauty contests. I love the Miss America contest.
Beauty contests are the silliest of all.
There she is, Miss America.
Gloria waves robotically.
Stop that, you! Boy, you have sunk to a pretty new low. Running down one of our sacredest national traditions. Boy, I want to tell you, and if it wasn't for Miss America, Atlantic City could be sold to Cuba.
Ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've all been waiting for, the decision of the judges is in, and we are about to announce the new Miss America. Ladies and gentlemen, here she is, the former Miss Cotton Maid of Alabama, the former Miss Potato Maid of Idaho, and the former Miss Minute Maid of Florida.
Gloria poses seductively, and Archie raises an eyebrow.
Here she is, the new Miss America, Miss Billy Joe Boobs!
He crowns Gloria with fake grapes.
This is the happiest moment of my life. I accept this prestigious award on behalf of my overpowering beauty.
She puckers her lips.
And for all you losers, a tough, you know, weddy. And now, to prove that I am more than just gorgeous, for my talent selection, I have chosen the William Tell Overture, which I shall play with my 10 tiny little fingers on my prize-winning face.
Wearing the tablecloth as a gown, she smacks her hollow cheeks. Mike applauds, but Archie just glowers.
Archie!
And here is last year's Miss America. Fresh from her worldwide tour selling Charm, the American Dream, and one ton of depilatory cream. Her Majesty speaks.
Have you seen the air freshener?
No, but we could use a little of it down here.
Doing?
Tell you what, she's doing her best to run down everything that's fine in America.
Oh, Daddy, we just don't want Joey competing like a prize rooster at the county fair.
Listen, little girl, I got some news for you and you two meathead. This ain't no competition at all. Because Joey's gonna win this here thing hands down over all them other little babies. And particularly Barney Hefner's little granddaughter, Linda.
Oh, so that's the only reason you're doing this? You want to rub your good friend Barney's nose in the dirt.
I don't care where Barney's nose goes. As long as his dough goes into my pocket, and therefore these pictures goes to the Flesh and Tribune.
Wrong. You're going to have to send the paper a reasonable facsimile, because I'm taking these.
My property there, me.
Glory, go get Joey. Let's get him out of here, huh? You'll get the pictures back after the contest.
Now, wait, you don't care if I win a $10 bet with Barney, huh?
No, I don't, Arch. In the words of our newly crowned Miss America, tough you know what he.
Oh, hey, Maidhead. Maidhead, you forgot something there.
What?
Mike leaves with the pictures.
With that fanfare, Edith, I'm off the flush.
Now, Archie, Mike and Gloria don't want Joey in the contest. You got no right to put him in.
No, why not?
Well, you shouldn't go against the parents' wishes.
What's all about? You done that when you married me, and everything turned out swell, didn't it?
Edith scrunches up her nose.
Why do you always hesitate over them kind of questions?
Contest, but I'm glad Mike took them pictures away from you.
Oh, Edith, so am I. I'm glad he got all of them pictures, as long as he left me with the winner.
No.
Archie plays keep away with the photo.
Stop. Now, don't be silly, will you?
He tucks the photo down his pants and runs to the front door, but Edith grabs him by the waist.
Edith, for God's sakes, the neighbors will think you're a wild woman.
Archie breaks free and hurries off.
I vote for most beautiful baby is baby Joey, signed. Let's see who the hell we got here.
Archie flips through a phone book as he fills out a ballot.
These cones, jeez, look at this. There's a million cones here. They own New York. Well, let's see. Cone Albert, attorney at law. Oh, what the hell? Show me, Al.
Edith walks in.
Archie, Joey got into the final.
That was hot news this morning, Edith.
Well, I got lots of papers. And I'm gonna send his picture to all the relatives.
Oh, Ethan, you have to do that. You have to remind your relative that we're still alive.
Oh, they're gonna love it. Oh. And maybe they'll all vote for Joey.
They can't vote, Edith. Your relatives all live over in Jersey with all the other people who don't care nothing about life. Out here. Here, take the scissors, take this pile of papers, and cut out these voting blanks here for me. That's all.
Archie, you're only supposed to vote once.
I only voted once, and all these people here are entitled to vote once.
He flips through the phone book.
Archie, that's cheating.
But how am I supposed to protect myself from a dishonest guy like Barney Hefner?
Archie, you ought to let our friends send in their own votes.
Edith, never trust a friend.
Sybil Gooley says she's going to send in her vote for Joey.
Please tell her to send in a different name, will you? I already sent her vote in there. I already sent in a vote, too, for her mother, old Lady McGuire, who had the stroke.
Archie, that poor old woman has been dead for years. To a funeral.
Edith, I couldn't swear to that. I never checked the box.
Mike storms in.
Where is he? I'm sick and tired of you meddling in how I raised my son. First, you sneak him off to church, you have him baptized, then you give him a gun for his birthday. Now, without anybody's permission, you got his face plastered on every doorstep in Queens in a stupid baby contest.
Oh, well, bless my soul. Edith, I do believe your big mouth son-in-law is paying you a visit.
Mike, please don't be mad. Archie didn't mean no harm. He just wants Joey to win that.
He wants him to win, too. He don't want to admit it. You see, Joey wins that contest, he'll have his chest puffed out bigger than Rockwell Walsh.
And the prize is a $100 bond.
Yes, $100 set aside for little Joey for a fine thing.
Yeah, his education.
No bowling equipment needed.
Wait a second. What do you got here? Judge Vanderbilt?
That's right.
You put down Judge Vanderbilt's
name?
Oh, you can't.
Don't tell me nothing, will you? I voted for Judge Vanderbilt, didn't I? So now it's time for Judge Vanderbilt to vote for us.
I don't know what I'm doing here. Talking to a man who in the last election didn't like Ford.
That's right.
Didn't like Carter.
Right.
So he wrote in Richard Nixon.
Damn.
Do whatever you want, Arch. Do whatever you want. Do whatever you want.
Live with that, buddy. Live with that.
Archie.
Mike leaves.
Did you really write in Richard Nixon?
I just tell him not to drive him nuts. Want to know the truth? I wrote in Reagan.
At the Stivics.
My vote is for baby Joey. Sign, Gloria Stivic.
Oh, boy.
Hi, honey.
I just came from your father's. Mm. Can you fix me something to calm my nerves?
You mean you want a drink?
No, a sandwich.
I'll fix you one later.
Gloria, wait a minute. What are you doing here? I thought we decided against baby contests.
Well, yeah, we did. But have you seen this picture of Joey?
I know what my son looks like.
Honey, look, there's no comparison. I mean, these other kids are cute, but Joey's beautiful.
Gloria, that's not the point.
I have to vote for him. I'm his mother. Mother, I'd still vote for him over these other four yucky kids.
You know, you're the only girl in the world that's got an umbilical cord attached to her father. Case closed. You don't want Joey to win.
Oh, well, then who do I want to win?
Joey's mother.
Me?
Sure. I can hear it in the supermarket. Aren't you the lady whose baby won the beauty contest? Yes, and he's got my looks. Isn't he beautiful? It's ridiculous.
All right. But let me ask you one question, Michael. How are you going to feel if Joey loses by just one vote?
One vote?
Yeah, yours.
Standing at the open fridge, Mike stops and thinks. Later, at Kelsey's bar.
Hey, Hank, why don't you call your friend at the Tribune, see if he can get some information on how the voting's going?
Yeah, do that, eh?
Oh, he said he'd call us as soon as the ballots are counted.
Yeah, well, when is that going to happen? Hey,
guys. Hey, Mike. Hi, Professor.
What are you doing? Geez. Oh, you got the Flushing Tribune there,
That's
huh?
right.
How's the baby contest coming?
Just kind
of curious.
Oh, yeah, we know you're curious. You're here because you know we're getting a result here.
All right. He's my son, my flesh and blood.
Yeah, thank God he didn't get your face.
Barney joins Mike, Archie, Hank, and Harry.
Hey, throw me a beer, will you, Harry?
Hey, Barney.
Oh, look at this guy.
Down here to drown your sorrows, Arch?
Oh, no. I'm here to make sure I get my 10 simoleons out of you when I win that bet. Because your baby Linda ain't going to win. She's too fat to win. A few years' time, she's going to be a teenage bus.
Well, all I got to say is it's too bad it wasn't a Baldy contest.
You hear that? He's always on a Baldy thing over here. You're going to lose an old friend that way, Barney.
See, that's competition for you. Two best friends ready to bust each other in the chops over who's got the most beautiful grandchild.
Hey, you know what just occurred to me about little Joey? I mean, since he's got them long, beautiful eyelashes, you should have entered them as a Baldy girl.
Yeah. Hey, watch what you're saying here, Barney. It's my son.
Yeah, that's his son. You deserve a bump in the jaw for that.
Who's going to belt me?
The father here. Go ahead. Hit him below the belt. He's over the hill.
Hey, break it up. Between the three of you, I'm going to lose my license.
Get the phone.
This could be the contest.
Let me in.
Hello?
Yeah, Ollie?
Shh.
The finals are coming in.
That's it. Yeah?
Come on, baby Joey. Yeah?
Come on, Joe. You can do it.
Yeah?
Come on, Joe.
Baby Joey?
Hey, Dana!
And baby Linda?
A dead heat?
Two of them?
It can't be two of them.
They was both disqualified.
Disqualified? What the hell for?
Too many phony votes.
Too many phony grandfathers.
What do you mean by that?
Baby Alexis win.
How could that happen?
Thanks a lot, Arch.
Come on.
You lost it for Joey.
I didn't lose it for Joey. It's your fault. Don't tell me that.
I did not lose it for Joey.
Who asked you to come down here anyway?
And you're going to get Regan a 1980 wise guy.
And I know the answer to this. I know the answer well. Somebody around here has been doing a lot of cheating.
Me cheating? What about you cheating?
One topic at a time, buddy.
Yeah, goodbye, Holly.
Well, Hank, how'd they find out?
Well, the boys down at the Tribune figured something was fishy. Hey, Barney.
Yeah?
Did you sign a vote with Judge Vanderbilt's name for baby Linda?
Well, yeah. The judge is a fine man.
The dumbest move you ever made. I signed Judge Vanderbilt's name, too.
Well, how was I supposed to know that?
Check with me, will you?
Well, his boat made a mistake. 3 weeks ago, they threw Judge Vanderbilt in jail.
Jail?
Can you believe that?
Oh, yes, Barney, I certainly can. Listen, nowadays, we gotta face one important fact of life. All us Republicans ain't clean.
With their arms around each other, the two friends head to the bar. Directed by Paul Bogart. Teleplay by Larry Ryan and Mel Tolkien. Story by Marion Zola and Ed Haas. Executive story editors Mel Tolkien and Larry Ryan. Story editors Douglas Arango and Phil Doran. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Ellen Melvin, Barney Hefner. Danny Dayton, Hank Pivnik. Jason Wingreen, Harry. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Closing theme, Remembering You by Roger Kellaway and Carol O'Connor. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1976 Tandem Productions Incorporated. Recorded at Metro Media Square, Hollywood, California. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear Tandem Production.
Viacom.